The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen Asterisk May 29, Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had given a cash deposit of $3,000 for a heat pump to be installed in October 2022. Due to shipping delays, the pump was never installed, and the supplier stopped answering the complainant's calls. The bank has now advised the complainant that there are unpaid transactions totaling $10,000 to a pump supplier. The bank has opened an investigation into the transactions. Police contacted the original supplier, who indicated they would be issuing a refund to the complainant. May 29, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. The loss prevention officer, LPO, of a business contacted police to report a theft in progress. The LPO observed a male place more than $1,100 in Pokemon cards into a reusable shopping bag and leave the store without offering payment. The LPO followed the suspect to the mall where security observed the male in another store. Police attended and arrested the suspect for theft, recovering the Pokemon cards along with more than $1,000 in other stolen property from the mall. As the suspect was breaching house arrest, he was transported to cells. The file still under investigation to determine the owner of the remaining property. May 30, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. The LPO of a business followed a male who had merchandise in his possession leaving the store without payment. When the male was approached, he became abusive, shoving the LPO, causing them to sprain their hand. The suspect then fled the area. Police, having been provided with the car make and license number of the suspect, were able to locate the male. The suspect admitted to the robbery and was arrested and released on a requirement to appear in court and a no-go order to the store. Ladner Asterisk May 30, Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported an unknown person had posted on the internet a facial picture alongside an obscene picture and was now demanding iTunes gift cards. No intimate images had been sent to the suspect and the facial picture was taken from the complainant's Instagram account. The extortionist was now demanding $100. The account has since been blocked. Police instructed the complainant to report the account to Instagram, cease any payments, and block their email address. Information was provided regarding websites, which will give assistance with such cases, www.takeitdown.ncmec.org and www.needhelpnow.ca. June 1, Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported an unknown male had called indicating the complainant had won $1 million. The complainant then purchased $300 in gift cards as instructed by the caller. When the caller requested the details of the cards be sent to him, the complainant refused. Police discussed a safety plan with the complainant. As there was no loss of funds, the incident report was received for information purposes only. June 1, Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had received a suspicious call from someone posing as a Delta police officer and telling the complainant that their grandson was under arrest and was requesting $900 for bail money. The complainant did not send any funds or personal information to the suspect. Police provided the complainant with a safety plan. Incident reported for information purposes only.